Hello. The topic for reading today comes from the Bangkok Post newspaper online. And breaking news, Gorn Thaksin. Former Finance Minister Gorn Jadigavanit has urged the Revenue Department to collect tax from former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra from the sale of Shincorp shares to Singapore's Temasek Holdings in 2006. He echoed the reaction with former Prime Minister Abhisit Wettachiwa, who said on Monday that someone must still pay the tax, about 11 billion baht, after the department announced that the finance ministry has approved its decision not to collect the tax from Thaksin's children, Phan Thong Thae and Pin Thong Tha. The reason given by the department is that Thaksin, not his children, was in control of the shares, as wrote by the Central Tax Court. If the department does not collect the tax from Thaksin, it would face a charge of dereliction of duty, said Mr. Gorn, who as minister was in charge of the department during his term. I still trust the revenue department, Mr. Gorn said. I say trust on the condition that if it views the case as a taxable transaction, it will certainly collect the tax. Asked whether he still trusts Finance Minister if his successor is Thirachai Bhuvananarayanan, former Secretary General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, he replied he does not put hope in him. Mr. Gorn did not elaborate on his comment. The Revenue Department based its decision not to collect tax from Thaksin's children on the Central Tax Court's ruling late last year that Mr. Phan Thong Thae and Ms. Pin Thong Tha were not the real owners of the shares, just Thaksin's proxies, and were consequently not personally required to pay the tax. The two earned huge capital gains by selling 329.2 million shares of Shincorp to Temasek for 49.25 baht each after buying them for 1 baht each from the Ample Rich Investments Limited, a holding company registered in British Virgin Islands. Both telecom giant Shincorp and Ample Rich were founded by Thaksin. The ousted Prime Minister has claimed he sold his shares in Shincorp to his family and emperage before he assumed premiership in 2001. However, the Supreme Court's criminal division for holders of political positions in its trial on the seizure of Thaksin's assets in 2010 found his two children were only proxies in the shareholding. The Central Tax Court based its ruling on the Supreme Court's decision. This is the end of the reading.